What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Syria and Yemen Will Be the End of America Because Donald Trump Thinks He Is Pharaoh. So, I've done two videos today. I haven't done a video in about a week, and that's because I got really sick. So, I guess I caught a flu bug on Monday, started feeling it on Tuesday night. Wednesday, I was like, yeah, there's something coming down. Thursday, I was outside in the rain, you know, setting up the truck, breaking it down, even though I was only in the rain for no more than probably 20 minutes. That's when I felt the cold coming in on me on Thursday. Friday, it really effed me over, and I pretty much stayed all of Saturday, 24 plus hours in bed. I spent a good part of Sunday also in bed, and now it's Monday. Took Tylenol, beginning to feel a little bit better. You know, every breath I take makes me feel a little bit better because my body is getting rid of the virus. As you guys know, I never took the Scamarona vaccines, so I'm a pure blood. And I have to admit, guys, the real winner in all of this is fucking Gatorade. Like, I drank four of these today. Dudes, I went from feeling like I'm gonna faint, like I'm tired, like I'm gonna throw up. And I'm pretty much, I would say I'm like 89% normal at this point, you know. I bought this Gatorade from Sam's for the customers, you know, not for my personal use. But I'm like, man, I'm fucking dying here, dude, you know. I'm sure, you know, they cost me, what, like $2, you know. Take four or five of them, that's fucking $10, you know. One chicken shawarma sandwich, one chicken shawarma wrap is like $10. So obviously, you know, I'm not gonna end up sucking dick at the local truck stop like Coach Pitchbill does, so. Also, guys, when you have a flu like I did, you're gonna lose a lot of water weight, and your urine is gonna be brown, like fucking Yogi Obes brown. That's how much water your body loses, and you lose like maybe 4 or 5 pounds. It's all water weight, by the way, guys. It's not like you're losing fat in like fucking 2 days, even though I really didn't eat that much in 2 days. You know, you're not gonna lose 5 pounds of fat. I just lost a shitload of water, and again, this is like what, 16 ounce, 28 ounce, how many ounces is this? This is like 20 ounce, guys. So if you drink like maybe 4 or 5 of them a day, that's 100 ounces. And the thing is, I still feel kind of thirsty after drinking this, you know. So Gatorade, get the electrolytes in you, then drink water and go to sleep. Take Tylenol, that helped. I'm not a fan of taking prescription medication. Tylenol every now and then, you know, it's not gonna kill you, might as well. And the thing is, I take 2 capsules of Tylenol, one in the morning so I can start my day, and then when I go to the house, I'm gonna take 2 more capsules. That way I can sleep comfortably. So let's get right into this video, that Syria and Yemen is going to be the end of America because Trump thinks he's Pharaoh. He thinks he is Pharaoh. Guys, the dirty Jews and their goy minions like Trump, they are obsessed with Pharaoh. And the reason why is that of all the cultures out there, only Pharaoh thought that he was al-hukum al-a'la, that he was your god most high. No other civilization, at least not a noteworthy civilization, ever had a god emperor. The Japanese had some sort of paganism and shit like that for them. But other than the Japanese, and again, I think the Japanese had, you know, they had Shintoism, so they had some gods in their religion. I don't know if the emperor thought that he was really God or anything like that. But what makes Pharaoh different from all the other civilizations is that Pharaoh genuinely thought that he was actually God. Okay, he, in fact, when Moses said to Pharaoh, hey, my God is not you, Pharaoh said, hey, engineer, build me a staircase so I can stare down the God of Moses. And of course, you know, the God of Moses, you know, you're not, he can be in front of you right now, you wouldn't even know it. You know, and that's honestly, that's really how God rolls. You know, God can be standing in front of you right now. You guys wouldn't know it. I wouldn't know it, you know. But yeah, I mean, this just goes to show you how arrogant Pharaoh was to think that, you know, a human can build him a staircase so he can, like, stare down the God of Moses. And Pharaoh, again, Pharaoh genuinely thought he was God, that there is none above him. He is al-hukum al-a'la. He is God most high. You know, if Pharaoh said, I am your God, ولكن أنا مش al-hukum al-a'la, but I'm not your God most high, you know, he could have probably gotten some sort of reprieve. But the fact that he claimed to be God Almighty and he is God and there is no comparison to him, that's when the real God was like, oh, we're gonna have some fun with you tonight. So as you guys know, the Red Sea parted, we Jews got away from Egypt safely. And here's the deal: when Pharaoh saw the Nile part or the Red Sea part, that's when he thought to himself that this is because I am God. Pharaoh genuinely believed that he was God. That's why the Nile, that's why the Red Sea parted, because he was God. This was Pharaoh at his most arrogant. And guess what? A couple of seconds later, the Red Sea came crashing down on him, and Pharaoh, with his last breath, said, I now believe in the God of Abraham and the God of Moses, which is the God of Abraham. And that's when the God, the real God, said, sorry, buddy, too late now, motherfucker. You going to hell, bitch. You know? So it's the same damn thing with Trump. You know, there's a guy from Switzerland, I believe, who's been exposing Trump and these people who believe that they're descendants of Pharaoh and that they are modern day Pharaoh. I want you guys to understand this really good. Trump genuinely believes he is Pharaoh. He genuinely believes he is God Most High. I told you guys, Bashar al-Assad did the right thing, because by letting Syria go, the regime now has full control of Syria. They did not expect to have full control of Syria. They did not expect to have full control of Syria this early on. Quite frankly, the regime would have much preferred Assad to be there. That way they can have a prolonged war and use proxy forces. But now that the regime has taken over Syria and everybody knows that this Giuliani is just a CIA actor, ain't nobody saying, oh yeah, these terrorists who only numbered 30,000, they took over Syria that has millions of people all on their own, that this was a totally organic movement. No, this was CIA, Mossad, US government. So right now, guys, it's 100% the Americans and the Israelis who are responsible for the fall of Syria. Now, Donald Trump, he is super happy. Donald Trump, trust and believe, Donald Trump is going to bed every night saying, Ana Faraun, I am Pharaoh, Ana al-Hukum al-A'la, I am your God Most High. This is what Trump is saying every night before he goes to bed. So when he saw Syria was delivered to him on a silver platter, Trump genuinely believes that he is God Most High. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills who are too low IQ to understand things the first time around. Now that Syria has literally fallen in the lap of Donald Trump, Donald Trump genuinely believes that he is God. He is a Faraon. You know how people said Trump is God Emperor? Yeah. So, here's what you guys need to understand about Yemen and Syria, okay? Yemen is where the Houthis are from, okay? So, here's what Islam says about Yemen. A fire will rage from Yemen, and that fire will gather the world to its meeting place. Does that mean that a fire is gonna sweep across the world and we're all gonna end up going to like Yemen? No. What that means is that the Houthis are gonna start using nuclear weapons. Oh, they'll use it. They'll use nuclear weapons, they'll use hypersonic weapons, and that will get America in the Middle East. That's number one. Number two, Islam tells us that a well of gold is gonna show in the Middle East, and 99 out of 100 people fighting for it are gonna die. Guys, this is nuclear war, okay? We know that Syria has oil wells. Well, guess what? The Jews want it, the Turks now want it, and the Americans want it. They're gonna find that there's a lot of oil around Syria. And now everybody, including maybe the Russians and the Chinese, will want it. So that's number two. Number three, Damascus, which is the capital of Syria, that's where Jesus is gonna land. And when Jesus lands, he's gonna kill the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist, he can very well be Donald Trump. Now, I don't think that Donald Trump is the official Dajjal, aka Antichrist, but he's definitely the runner-up to the Antichrist. You guys need to understand, Islam tells us there's gonna be 30 Antichrists before the real one shows up, you know? So, yeah, Donald Trump is definitely an Antichrist, but is he the official one or not? That's what we have to wait and see. Now, what you guys need to understand, I don't think there's going to be a war on American soil. And the reason why I don't think there's going to be a war on American soil is because Christians are misguided, okay? If Christians are given proper education, they learn from that proper education and they act upon that proper education, and this is what I'm doing. You see, guys, I'm not trying to convert anybody to Islam. In fact, you don't even have to be a Muslim to be a Muslim, you know? All these Muslim sellers out there who tell you, oh yeah, bro, you gotta be a Muslim, you gotta believe in Muhammad, that's their way of trying to justify being short, brown, and fugly by having you join their religion. As long as you believe in the one true God, Judgment Day, and just be a fucking decent person, that's really all God cares about. You don't have to be a Muslim. In fact, the word Muslim in Arabic means to surrender yourself, you know, surrender yourself to God. Yeah. So you can very well be a Christian, and as long as, you know, you surrender yourself to the one true God, that's all God cares about. He doesn't care if you believe in Muhammad or not. You know, tons of prophets out there, dude. You don't have to believe in Muhammad. You don't even have to believe in Jesus either, you know. So this whole notion that you have to be a Muslim, otherwise you're going to go to hell, yeah, it's true in the sense that you have to surrender yourself to the one true God. Like the Jews, they worship the rabbis. You know, the Christians, y'all worship, you know, Jesus, who's God, Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. It's like, please tell me how Jesus is like three things. How can God have a son and that son is God as well. It's like, wouldn't he be like a mini God or something like that? So how can Jesus be God? It makes no logical sense. You know, if you Christians out there just believe in the one true God, which is what Thomas Jefferson believed in, that's all you need. That and eventually getting rid of the swine and bitch slapping your woman every now and then when they get too mouthy. That's all you really need. Okay, you'll be fine. So, now that we have realized that Yemen and Syria is going to be the end of America, Yemen will ignite a massive war that will trigger America to come into the Middle East. When America comes into the Middle East, an oil reserve is going to be exposed, and then the Turks want it, the Kurds want it, the Iraqis want it, the Russians want it, the Chinese want it, everybody wants it, and they're all gonna fight for it, and 99 out of 100 are gonna be exterminated. That's nuclear war right there. Now, there will be nuclear war in the Middle East, and the reason why there's gonna be nuclear war in the Middle East is that the Ahmeds must be exterminated, and let me tell you why. You see, the Jews, they have God's wrath upon them. The Christians, they're misguided, okay? The Muslims, they have the perfect religion. And now, what the Muslims have been saying effectively for 100 years is, fuck Allah, fuck Muhammad. That's what the Muslims have been saying for 100 years. Guys, think about it. Muslim women today are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. Muslim men today are the biggest hypocrites, traitors, scam artists, and fucking grifters on the face of the planet. What does that tell you about the Ummah of Muhammad? Deep, deep down, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. All social media did was simply allow them to expose themselves, okay? When you get these women out there who are 30 plus years old, childless, single, wearing the hijab, saying, oh, sister, it's perfectly okay to focus on your career and live alone and travel and meet random guys. What the fuck does that tell you? Our women are the biggest whores, okay? When you have these Muslim sales out there telling you, oh, brother, you work 9 to 5, brother. Give me your money, brother. I invested for you, brother. You become crypto millionaire, brother. And then they take your money and you run. What does that tell you, guys? Right now, the Ummah of Muhammad is literal scum. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said, my Ummah is gonna be scum. And this is why the Middle East is gonna be obliterated in a nuclear war, because these people openly and maliciously said, fuck you to Allah, fuck you to Muhammad. Christians, they can be saved, because again, Christians with proper knowledge, they can save themselves, okay? Jews, on the other hand, all you have to do is stick out the whip and be like, hey, motherfucker, stop worshipping Rabbi Shlomo, you know? And for the most part, they'll be fine, okay? But the Mohammedans, they're openly saying fuck you to Allah. They're openly saying fuck you to Muhammad, guys. I mean, what can God do, right? In fact, God in the Quran says, if you guys get to that point, I will destroy you and I'm going to replace you with the people who I like. And quite frankly, they like me. So you guys out there got to understand, the Arabs are going to be exterminated in the nuclear war. America will go to war in the Middle East. Syria is where the Antichrist and the Dajjal are going to have their final battle. Now, you guys, including myself, you don't want to be around here when that happens, okay? I'm telling you guys right now, especially you young guys out there who just turned 18, when Trump says, I'm going to close the border, he's not closing the border for fucking Pajit. He's not closing the border for Raul. He's closing the border for you, American people. Why? Because at the end of the day, he wants to do to you what the Jews did to the Ukrainian men. He wants you to go die for dirty, dirty Jews. Okay? So, right now, you guys gotta understand and understand this really good. Playtime is over. Shit is getting real, okay? All the dominoes are in place for the Melhama, aka Armageddon. Now, personally, I thought Trump was gonna come in, give us 100 days of Disneyland before he takes us to war with on the behalf of the dirty Jews. But now Trump hasn't even become president yet, and he's already saying, yeah, I'm gonna flood the country with fucking Pajids. Yeah, you know the short, brown, fugly Indians who crap in the middle of the road and eat cow dung? Yeah, I'm gonna flood the country with that. Guys, you need to understand, Trump is a traitor, a hypocrite, a liar, a thief, a con artist. He conned you. This is what the Dajjal does. In fact, the word Dajjal in Arabic means great deceiver. This is what Trump did. He deceived you. Now, again, I don't know if Trump is the official Antichrist or if he's the runner-up to the Antichrist, but he's definitely one of the Dajjals, okay? Honestly, as of right now, I don't see anybody on the horizon that can be the Antichrist, okay? Because the thing you guys need to understand about setting up a Antichrist or a Mahdi for the Muslims is that you just can't bring somebody out from nowhere and say, oh yeah, that's the Antichrist, oh yeah, that's the Mahdi over there. You know, we gotta know you a little bit. Like, for example, you know, you guys remember when Andrew Tate was the most Googled person on Earth? Now, nobody talks about Andrew Tate anymore. Why? What happened? Because the Jews took him out, they paraded him in front of the world, and now when the Jews are ready to bring out a Mahdi, they're gonna say, oh yeah, Andrew Tate is the Mahdi. For those of you who don't know, the Mahdi is just a Muslim dude who actually has a moral backbone and he's willing to stand up for the truth. And the Mahdi is gonna lead us against the Antichrist. He's pretty much gonna meet Jesus, okay? And you guys gotta understand, when Jesus comes back, he's not gonna do the shit he did 2,000 years ago, okay, guys? Jesus is not gonna die on the cross, he's not gonna get beat, he's not gonna get whipped, he's not gonna do any of that stuff, okay? So, when Jesus comes back, his job is effectively to kill the Antichrist and take over the reins from the Muslim Mahdi. That's all Jesus is going to do. So, until that happens, a lot of people out there have to die. You guys need to understand, Abadi Salahuni, Risar Ard, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. Okay? Can you imagine having Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra, Twerkin, with their alleged bastard children when Jesus comes back? Hell no, okay? And coincidentally, there's a reason why black women still wear the mask to this very day. The vast majority of them took all the Scamarona vaccines. Guys, in a perfect world, the people who took the Scamarona shots, like the ones who took them religiously, they'd all be dead. They'd be dead. A big war would happen over in the Middle East, which pretty much collapses America. And let me tell you something, guys, okay? There's a reason why Mossad is deathly afraid of MGTOW. The Mahdi, the Muslim ruler who is gonna lead us to victory over the Antichrist, over fucking Donald Trump, is going to be from MGTOW. These people are deathly afraid of us. Who else is talking the truth, you know, other than Sheikh Imran Hussein? Other than Sheikh Imran Hussein, who's saying what I'm saying, right? And Sheikh Imran Hussein, he's like almost 90. The guy is going to die anytime. Obviously, he's not going to lead you guys in battle, you know. Guy can barely walk, right? So other than Sheikh Imran Hussein and me, who's talking about this end of world eschatology, which means end of the world studies? Who else is talking about this shit? Yeah, nobody, okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, guys, you got all these Muslim grifters out there who are acting as, I mean, I can't believe that there are Muslims out there who can't see that this is the end of world scenario. When I say end of world, I don't mean the end of humanity. I mean the end of this current history where we have a division in religion. It's going to be the end of that timeline, okay? When Jesus comes back, the truth is going to be known once and for all, worldwide. And then, I don't know, 50, 500, a million years later, that's going to be the end of humanity. Don't know, don't care, not going to be around for it. None of my motherfucking business, dudes. All I'm going to say, guys, all I'm going to say is that with the exception of me and Sheikh Iman Hussein, ain't no Muslim out there giving you guys any advice. Again, as you guys know, my advice, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. So, as of right now, guys, it's go time. That's it. Trump hasn't even become president yet. It's gotta be go time for you guys, okay? You gotta find a place to move to. I know some of you guys want to go out to Alaska. First of all, guys, Alaska's hella cold. During the winter, you ain't gonna get no sun. It's hella expensive. And they have brown bears that stalk you. Please, don't ask me how I know that, okay? So, I'd much rather have you guys go to fucking Uruguay, go to fucking Paraguay. Worst case scenario, guys, seek asylum over there. You guys need to understand, Latin America, for the most part, they low-key hate the West. Let me say that one more time for the Coach Bitchpills and the Yogi Obs out there who are too low IQ to understand things first time around. Latin America, for the most part, they hate the West. They see the West as degenerate. They see the West as tafaha, which in Arabic means foolish, which is, let's be honest, it's what we are. We are fools. They don't like us, dudes, okay? Fortunately for me, because, you know, I fit in for obvious reasons, and you just have to understand, dudes, you know, as long as, you know, you try to learn the culture, pick up on the language a little bit, don't go in like you're some sort of fucking conquistador, you know, the people there are gonna respect you, okay, guys? So, but at the end of the day, guys, it's very possible for you guys to get asylum in Latin America, especially with Trump, dudes. Like, Latin American leaders, they fucking hate Trump. They hate him because they know he's a fucking con artist. I mean, you Americans are finding out the hard way now that fucking Trump is a fucking con artist. You know, after you guys already voted for him. Too late now, motherfuckers. By the way, guys, you could have actually voted for me. You know that? You could have legit voted for me. So all you motherfuckers out there who voted for Trump, that's a you problem. I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, well, realistically speaking, you wouldn't have won. Well, first of all, that would have been a shot across the bow, letting the dirty Jews were on to you. That's number one. Number two, you're letting the regime know that, hey man, we have woken up to your treason, your hypocrisy, your evil, and shit like that, okay? The fact that you voted for Trump meant that you are okay with Trump. No, you can't take it back now, guys. You can't say, hey, man, I want a recall, man. I want a new re-election. Sorry, Trump is in. I mean, the guy hasn't even taken power yet, and he has already irreversibly fucked up the country by letting in all the fucking Pajits. You saw it. You guys thought niggers and fucking Venezuelans and Muslims were bad? Oh, yeah. You just wait until the Pajits come in here. Trust and believe, and I really don't hope it gets to that, but I am almost certain there will come a time where white people will, for their own safety, for their own survival, that white people might actually have to exterminate Hindus. Now, I hope it doesn't get to that point, and quite frankly, I don't want to be here for it. I'm just telling you guys right now, because I know Hindus, I know for a fact how these people operate. You guys need to understand. I'm off of DoorDash. I'm off of Uber because these people wanted to maliciously hurt my business by giving me low ratings. So imagine if these people are in your city, they're raping your woman, they're burning your cars, they're looting your stores, they're trying to go inside your home. What are you gonna do, dudes? And I'm letting you know, when America gets collapsed, because Syria and Yemen will be the end of America. This is God's way of saying, okay, Pharaoh Trump, you think you are God Most High. Well, guess what? Syria's wide open. And them Houthis, yeah, it's a fourth world country. They're barefoot Bedouins, dude. Yeah, do whatever you want, man. That's going to be the end of Trump. That's going to be the end of America. And that's when the real extermination is going to happen. In fact, Islam tells us that the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious that the trees are going to talk and say, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and exterminate him. Are trees going to talk? Hell no. This just goes to show you how much American whites and American people in general, good, decent American people in general, are going to finally have it with the Jews. And when I say Jews, I'm not talking about Halsey, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. You know, I'm talking about Susan Wojcicki, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, the people who are really responsible for all the bad stuff going on, okay? And again, I cannot stress this enough, okay? Until America is divinely destroyed by God himself in Syria and Yemen, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. That's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.